This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So that all screams cover-up. That we have to go through, that people have to go through all of this for it to happen. Skip says, why now is this all the sudden? You sound like Freebeer. All of a sudden important. It's important because the emails came out recently of Epstein referring to Trump. And that kind of got the ball rolling. That's all it really takes. I'm telling you, the press, the most important, one of the most important things that can happen is you have the press that actually is reporting on things that matter. And that's what happened here. It happens all the time. You think about how Bill Cosby was exposed. It was a comedian. It was another comedian who threw it out there. And then the next thing you know, boom, he's incarcerated. Cole says no one's been arrested because the clients are the government. You know, the idea of some of the biggest people in politics being involved with Jeffrey Epstein, politics and, well, you know, business. It wouldn't surprise me if Bill Clinton, we heard of stories about him on the jets, on the kiddie porn jets, on Epstein Island. Birch Barlow writes, Trump rope-a-doped the Dems into demanding this be released. It will hurt them because he is a sneaky fucker. Shmoo Money says, yeah, he's good. Dude is playing chess while the Dems are playing tic-tac-toe. Badger suggests Trump's trolling. I don't know. Scott talks about that painting of Clinton. I'm not sure about that one. Donut Dan is here. He says, politics are goofy. When was the last time anyone gave a shit about Ukraine? Have not heard about it in weeks now. This one keeps coming up, though. Yeah, you know, it 100%, that's, you know, you can only talk about so many things. Ukraine is not nearly as interesting right now because that's an old war. This story is more interesting right now to the American people. That's why this is being talked about everywhere, including on this show. I just want some of these people to be accountable. I just want an explanation as to why it's taken so long in the first place. Tophus is here. He says, the media drives the narrative ultimately. Yeah, in a way, sure. All right, so that's what's going on. That is the latest with Epstein. Ladies and gentlemen, what would you do if you're walking through the woods and you encounter a cougar kitten? Because I will be tempted to snatch that little bugger up and take the cougar kitten home. In the great state of Michigan, cougar sightings are on the rise. They're talking about it on the local news. What a majestic beast the cougar is. Okay? also known as a mountain lion. These bastards are starting to populate Michigan more and more. They used to be here. They used to be everywhere in Michigan. And then they hunted them all. I think the last one that was legally hunted, according to this article, was like 1905. But the bastards have been migrating from the Midwest through Wisconsin and Minnesota and winding their way into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Now, from there, I think they have to walk across the bridge. So I don't think that that happens that often at all, if at all. Now, sure, they can come in through the southern portion of Michigan, but they got to go through some well-populated areas. So I'm not sure if we'll see any in the lower peninsula. But the sightings are on the rise. People have these trail cams, and you'll see pics like this one. Of these bastards. And then there was the story that Michigan DNR verifies wild cougar cubs in UP for the first time in decades. One of these. So if you're walking through the woods and you see a kitten, do you call it a kitten? A mountain lion kitten. And the first thing you need to do as you're trudging around and looking at the kitten is look around to see where the mom is, because she's about to attack you. I've got some great insight as to how they make their way into the lower peninsula. And I didn't think about this for a second. This just goes to show you how stupid I am. Me, the guy who yesterday said, what language do they speak in Spain? Portuguese? Nick, Bread Bull Brain, Chris say, yeah, easy. They can just walk across the ice into the lower peninsula. That's the whole Straits of Mackinac is frozen solid. Yeah, that's 100% true. I thought they would walk across the bridge because I'm pretty sure there are cougars that have been spotted in the lower peninsula. I think every show there's a moment where I embarrass myself. Each show. Like, at least, there's at least one episode of stupidity during my show. Spooky Tyler says, these moments remind me of, quote, is the moon a planet or is the moon a moon? I still stand by that was not stupid. The moon is a terrestrial planet, but it orbits our planet, so it's a moon. It's both. I think. Let me ask that. Is the moon a planet or a moon or both? All right. You know how a moment ago I said that the moon is a planet? The AI overlord says it is not a planet. Well, wouldn't you describe a planet as a rocky ball in space? What? It is a natural satellite, also known as a moon. The primary reason it isn't a planet is that it orbits the Earth, not the Sun, which violates the definition of a planet. Okay, it orbits the Earth, but it also orbits the Sun. I don't know. I'm arguing with AI. The moon fails the primary test of orbiting a star directly. It orbits Earth, and the Earth is what orbits the Sun. It is not a planet. It's a moon. Fuck. I've probably done this 5 times, but I forget every time I do it. Tyler says it directly orbits the Earth, though, which orbits the sun. Or the time the Prince of Wales controversy, where I thought Wales was W-H-A-L-E-S. This is excited. This is getting me excited to watch the Ben and Eric podcast and see what bullshit Ben pulled out during trivia. He's always good for a random deep pull out of nowhere, LOL. All right. Let me take the time to see if the audio on the OneDrive has updated for my Bruce Springsteen moment. No, I don't think it has. Shit. Thank you so much for being here, enjoying the show. A miracle from God. I'll be the judge of that. Nashville, Illinois. John Davis was working in the backyard, I guess on a ladder, maybe on the barn. He was, as a man and his wife, collected tin from a barn for a DIY house project Sunday. He fell off a ladder, and the only thing that stopped him was a pole. And the pole went through his right shoulder, in the shoulder, out the shoulder, and into the neck, and out the other side of the neck. So he's hanging like, you ever see that shot of that flag on the moon? He's the flag. Totally impaled in two body parts. In the shoulder, in the neck, out the neck. So he's hanging there like this. Totally impaled. Shockingly, no vital arteries or whatever, veins or occurred, and he's fine. They like cut the pole. They helped him down, and then they took him to the hospital with that thing going through his shoulder and his neck. And he's totally fine. Now, if you see, he looks generally a little bit jacked to begin with. He kind of reminds me of the dude who played that guy on Men in Black who was the alien when he was... I forgot that actor's name. Vincent D'Onofrio. But he might need to see a chiropractor eventually. The one shoulder is way lower than the other. But I guess he's as good as new. Or he will be as good as new. 45-year-old guy. He had been in the ICU at St. Louis University since the accident. Docs said the family as he broke a few ribs, collapsed lung. Could take 6 weeks or longer. One of you said, yeah, all because the wife wanted him to do some project on Pinterest. That was Megan. Thank you. The pole was sticking out of his neck. Tammy said his body weight could have made it worse and punctured his head somehow. I saw him fall, wife said. I went over to try to pick him up, and he was like, it's in me. I wasn't understanding. I got to look at his face, and I could see it bulging through. Oh, God. I'd have passed out. I would have been no help. Oh, my God. The barn was on a boundary line. She called 911 and told them to send first responders from both counties. Nobody seems to know what area this is, so just send help. I guess they were like, ah, you go. No, you go. The stepdaughter is also an ER nurse. She got the call from the brother, like, oh, my God, our stepdad's in trouble. James said she saw him after undergoing trauma surgery to remove the pull, and he was making jokes. Tammy said his sense of humor remains as he recovers. James called the incident a miracle. And that's what you do. I mean, when something like that happens, when you see your life flash before your eyes and you are alive, you absolutely need to say a miracle, even if it's not a miracle. Now, you and I both know it's not a miracle at all. A miracle would be if the pull went in, came out, and he's bleeding, and the wife said, please, God, make it so this didn't happen. And then she opens her eyes and he's laying there and he's not injured. That is a miracle. I've had it with even when God talked to me about the kidney. That's not a miracle. It's just a conversation I had with God. He talks to me all the time. I'm sure he talks to you too. And it's not like I listen to him ever. That's the only time I have. Not a miracle. So if God's listening to the show today, I am sorry for my fellow man that, I mean, you got enough on your plate. And just because he didn't die, you know, we don't need to go through all this to put you front and center. I mean, unless it means that more people are going to be turned to a higher power, then I'm all for it. It's just a miracle from God. I had the whole church group praying right away, James said. It missed the spinal cord. It missed his heart, his major vessels. It missed everything besides the ribs and the lung. All right, that's a miracle from God. God's a prankster because that's still horrible. Although the family has health insurance, the helicopter ride will not be covered. The family is fundraising for the cost of airlifting to the hospital. Click here to donate. All right, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Freeburn Hot Wing Show jumps on this story and says it's all the health insurance company's fault. They're looking to raise $15,000. They've raised $2,210. For 30 donations. You know how it is. When it comes to GoFundMe, people who actually are hurt, they don't actually get anything. It's always guy who, you know, helped a lady fix a flat tire. And then he's got $15 million in his GoFundMe. The biggest ridiculous one was kid who returned the wallet to some lady. And she did a GoFundMe, and now he's a multimillionaire. He, like, owns the Seattle Sonics. I don't think that's a basketball team anymore. Tophus said something nasty about God. And I don't think that's the first time he's made people raise their eyebrows, because Red Bull Brain Chris says, did you miss your meds this morning, Tophus? And earlier in the show, Tophus said something, and someone told him to calm his tits. Now, I don't know. I don't know if his tits need calming or what. By the way, also proving me wrong about Cougars in Michigan. Remember, I said, yeah, they're not in the Lower Peninsula. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, my friend in Cedar Springs had one walk across his property last year. There's probably one in my backyard right now. Red Bull Brain Chris says, you seem a little wound up today, Tophus. That's okay. We like people wound up around here. No problem at all. I would like to know a little bit more about latest audience member. That would be Juan from Cuba. He's still in the chat. Outstanding. Can you maybe give us a little bit of a story as to how you came to find this show and your adventure from your home country to wherever you are now? I would just assume the U.S. And if you're not interested in putting it in the chat, or if that's just a fake name, then just disregard. I'm assuming you've heard before some of the things I've said, because he writes, glad I made it for celestial excitement. Are we getting celestial excitement? Well, I think he's referring to when I was talking about the moon, the planet, the moon. Anyway, since you are newly subscribed, I always encourage people to reach out to me via email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. And our chat is always very interested in new people and where they come from and whether they, how they found the show. Man Bun Chris says, what about the mail carrier too? Everyone's checking out the Eric Zane Show podcast. Yes, I'm lucky. I'm very, very lucky. Tophus says, I remember the time when you were amazed by a cloud moving in front of the moon. Yes, and that's happened again since then. The moon was the thinnest crescent moon. I couldn't see it. And there was a large cloud in front of it obscuring the whole thing. Moving left to right. As it moved left to right, it revealed the bottom point of the crescent. And it was moving slowly. So I saw that. I saw it, the light from the crescent moon. It was bright too. Popped in the sky. It was like 1 second it was there, one second it wasn't there. The next second it was. And I'm driving and I go, what the fuck is that? Is that a plane that just turned with its lights on? And then as the cloud moved out of the way, more of that crescent and then started curving up. And then as it was doing that, the top of the crescent revealed. And then it all just kind of drew itself in the night sky. The example I use is Harold and the Purple Crayon. Well, I still stand by that. It was outstanding. And I discussed that and I got the shit beat out of me. It was incredible. Alan says, my favorite part of that segment was when the guy with a terrible voice called in and called you a dumb dick. That was absolutely amazing. I don't remember that part of it. Juan says, I am not in Cuba. I am enjoying lead-tainted water in Flint. I've listened to you in some way for a long time. Lots of old clips from FBHW. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I guess my next question. How long have you known that I've been doing this? Or is that a new thing? Did you just discover Easy doing the podcast? Tophus says, God damn, I love Celestial Excitement. That's right up there with Brown Sweater. 100%. Anyway, how did I get there? Shmoo Money says, a Banana 101 listener. Well, yeah, I know that, but a lot of the times when I left the radio, people had no idea that I had been doing this. That happens all the time where I interact with people that are like, so you have a podcast? Like, yeah, I've had one for a long, long time. Long, long time. Unless if you've been here from the beginning. All right. Anyway, you can reach out. Eric at ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Checking in with sponsors. Merchant Automotive. Brand new sponsor. I'm very proud of this. Eric Merchant and his gang of merry men and women over there. First of all, they have top-level mechanics working on your truck with a Duramax diesel engine or an Allison transmission. If you have a problem with your vehicle that has a Duramax engine, diesel engine, or an Allison transmission, and you cannot fix it yourself, you need to take the vehicle to Merchant Automotive. They are in Zeeland, Michigan. So this is for the audience that is in West Michigan right now. Merchant Automotive can fix anything when it comes to your Duramax diesel engine or your Allison transmission. Now, those are rather rugged components of your truck, but if there is anything you want done to those vehicles, or to those parts on your vehicle, I want you to go to Merchant Automotive and please mention me. Their website is merchant-automotive.com. So fun. In fact, if you do it yourself, they sell their products to people all around the world. So on their website, which I recommend you go there for anything pertaining to repairs or something to buy, go there and check it out. So services, they talk about what they do here in services. And you can click on any one of these things, transmission, chassis and suspension repair, electrical services, engine services, heating and air conditioned services. So anything basically with your truck that has a Duramax diesel motor or an Allison transmission. In fact, this all happened, the fact that Merchant Automotive is on board because of Megan at Irvine's. Now, I've known Eric Merchant for years, but he's never been on the show. And I, frankly, I don't know if I ever approached him about it. But Eric Merchant and Megan were at a conference in New York, and they were spending a lot of time on the ride back. And the lovely Megan was singing the praises of your old pal EZ. That led to a text conversation with Merchant. And there we go. They don't share customers because when it comes to Duramax engines and Allison transmissions, that's a Merchant thing. And Irvine's is not, that is not something that is in their wheelhouse. So there's no cross-pollination. It works. You can also purchase one of their kits on their website, shop by category, and you can pick up a kit for any one of these things. Like if you click on exhaust. I don't know what this stuff means because I am not a gearhead. But look, you can buy for $79.72 a Merchant Automotive exhaust manifold to cylinder head bolt kit. For you DIY pros, Duramax Motors, years 01 to 16. What? They make all these pieces of hardware themselves. Perfect for what you're working on. How about a 1/2-inch NPT aluminum weld bung? Sounds dirty. So I like to show you, again, I don't know shit about any of this stuff, but you people that do, this is something that you want to look at for when it comes to your Duramax diesel motor or your Allison transmission. Aftermarket lighting. Okay? You can get all this shit to make your truck look big and awesome. And by the way, people might think that you have a small penis. Eric Merchant drives a race car. I believe it's car 66 at Berlin Raceway, the limited late models. So you can see him there. Bob says, who doesn't need a quality bung? I've never heard of that. Mail carrier Kelly is here. I've been following you since you did the first podcast in your kitchen. I just can't usually join the chat, but I listen daily. We've spoken via electronically. I'm pretty sure, unless there's another mail carrier, but I'm pretty sure we've had a conversation before a time or two, either with on Messenger or email or something like that. Thank you. Whatever happened to the car detail guy, says Bob. He's got quite the collection of late 90s, early 2000s GMs going now. Yeah, we did the trade. He cleaned the car and put ceramic coating on Pooh Bear's car, and then I talked about him for a month or two. And I go, all right, it's time to renew. It's time to pay for it. He goes, nope, I'm not doing it. And it wasn't anything bad. He goes, I'm doing different type of work that I don't need a lot of referrals in this way. And he's actually making money on the Facebook videos. And I'm like, that is so cool. So he'll buy what he does now is he buys a vehicle. And then the money he makes from the videos, he will then upgrade the vehicle with that money. So He's basically become a content creator, but he still will clean your car. That's Oakland Auto Detail. Great guy. That would be Eric Powie. All right. Shmoo Money says a sloppy bunghole could be a matter of life and death. I swear to God, I recognize that name from somewhere. I talked about this last week. This audience member, I have no idea if it's a man or a woman. Unless I'm losing my mind. I remember a time when I would see that name, and the person was a regular contributor to the show, and then I don't know who comes or goes. I have no idea. And then it just stopped. And then when it showed up, the name showed up the other day. I was like, who the fuck is that? I know who that is. The comment, some of us chased off by the Zaniacs, then we returned. Yeah, that was bad. I am so glad that you normal thinking individuals showed back up. Isn't it true that some of you, I know Alan is like that, and I know Man Bun Chris did not want to contribute on the chat because of the direction and tone of the chat when the former Zaniacs were there. I think you all became aware of how fucked up those folks were before I did. And then that eventually led to a full-on meltdown. Rebecca says, I would not contribute either. Why? Was it concern of, like, they were going to talk shit to you or be mean to you? Or it felt like it was an echo chamber or what? I mean, I would like to think that, I wasn't really, like, in lockstep with them politically. But I know that COVID really kind of locked them down and made them be like assholes. Tophus says it sounds like it was toxic. You weren't here at the time, right? They just didn't feel welcoming. They were crazy. Yeah, it was a bad bunch. I think most of them are dead now. Dead or incarcerated. I was hiding in the shadows from them. And Alan, I think, thinks similarly from a political standpoint as those folks. Because you've got conservatives, which whatever, and then you've got alt-right psycho. Like Bob here, he's a MAGA guy. So is Alan. And they're like, yeah, those fuckers were nuts. It was all cool till you disagreed with sexy voice Andrea. The Zooms were always weird too. I checked out one after Fear Bunker Trivia and dipped out. It was weird. Yeah, I think we have a better brand of people that enjoy this show now. Cole, who's MAGA, says your chat went from far right maniacs to now mostly far left maniacs. I don't think that's true at all. I would never allow that type of psychotic behavior on here. Now, Tophus isn't even far left. He's just a cock. Bread Bull Brain Chris says that's why that mountain lion is hunting in Cedar Springs. Zaniac country, they cannot run fast. All right. I'm fairly confident that I have exhausted all of my material that I planned on talking about in today's show. Occasionally these days happen. There might be something that Man Bun Chris sent my way via X. I'm in doubt and I'm running out of material, I can just take a look at some of the things that he sent my way. And it's usually pretty good.
So this is basically...
Target is doing a deal where I guess in a way to boost sales, they are talking with customers. Imagine that.
So this is basically the 10-4 policy from Target. It's effectively a happiness policy. Here's how it's going to work. I am 10 feet away from the camera. If I was a store employee and I saw you coming in, I would wave, I would say hi, I would kind of make eye contact with you, make sure we're seeing each other, not really interrupt you. If I am now 4 feet away, which would bring me right here, quite up close, I am to interact with you and start a warm and friendly conversation.
Oh, that's a reason to not go. But if I was on the radio and working with Joe, the first thing we do is send Joe. You've got to go have conversations with Target employees.
10 feet to 4 feet. 10-4. Now, according to Target, they say they know that they are in a race for your dollars ahead of the busy holiday shopping season. And the latest sales figures show that sales have dropped. So they're trying to figure out a way to boost those numbers. They're hoping that a healthy dose of Midwest nice pushes them over the line. But you have to wonder if this new 10-4 policy may backfire, at least from a PR perspective.
I think when you release your rules for how your disgruntled employees should treat their guests, you're preparing the guests for some really awkward and false, forced interactions.
100%.
And so I think it's going to, at least in the short run, increase the discomfort that people feel when they walk into the store, because things will feel off.
And that was Mark DeMassimo. He is a marketing expert. So, meantime, shoppers here at the Clifton Target say they haven't noticed a difference. And while it's nice to be nice, they would actually just prefer to get on their way.
I don't slow people down.
I didn't notice much.
Would it bother you if they were doing that? How would you kind of approach that?
I mean, I think it's a good thing. I mean,
no, it's not. If I'm there and someone's 4 feet and they say, hey, what do you have for dinner? Hey, what do you do? I mean, what can you possibly say other than hello, how are you? I mean, if it were me, I mean, I'm a charmer. You all know this. If I'm there and I see Target and I'm at Target, I'm a worker and I walk up to somebody and I'm for, hey, how's it going? Excited for the holidays? Are you hosting Thanksgiving or are you going on the road? I mean, those would be go-tos for me. If they're putting it saying, easy, you have to talk to these people. All right. I would use that. I think I would just kind of like go into each day with a set of things that I would talk about and then just play that card and then be on my way. Matt says, this is why Amazon is winning. Who the fuck wants to talk to retail dirt workers? Disgruntled employees now have to pretend to be happy, and they're all disgruntled. You know how it is. They're self-loathing. They feel bad that they, you know how it is. I mean, people just generally take these jobs for granted. These are all great jobs, and they're earning great wages at Target. We all know that. And they're still pissed off. These are horrible people that actually work at these stores. As you all know, Target takes care of their employees. So does Walmart. Man Bun Chris says, imagine if the greeter gal at Target has the same laugh as the dude you filmed at the doctor's office. Murder lover Linda says, leave me alone at all times. Tophus says Amazon workers also treated well. Yep.
I would always try to be nice to people, especially if I'm running a business.
What does it say to you that a company needs to tell their employees to be nicer?
I guess they got to get new people. I mean, you got to tell somebody to be nice. I mean, that's not how it works then, right?
Were they nicer?
No.
Did anybody make eye contact with you?
We didn't talk to anybody today. So early, just kind of got in and got out.
So the reason I ask is because they implemented this new policy where they're supposed to make eye contact with you. Oh. They're supposed to smile at you and make sure you notice it. They're supposed to be nicer to you.
No, we didn't notice anything different.
To be clear, no one said that anybody was mean inside the store. It's not like, you know, employees were throwing things at them or anything.
They're protecting their ass now.
That wasn't the case. It's just that they didn't notice more kindness than they normally would. I also went inside. I roamed those aisles, Steve and Natasha. I tried to make eye contact with Target employees to see if maybe I could, like, spur the interaction. Didn't happen. I smiled. I said hello. They, again, were kind back. But this wasn't an employee-first conversation or interaction.
She's a good reporter. I like her. Yeah, that would be weird. Toph is caught when she went, blah! He says, whoa, she malfunctioned hard. Helen says, nice voice, puker. Spooky Tyler says she's way too excited to be there. Man Bun Chris, Ben Glaze as a greeter. What about that drive-in? Saw some frost out there. Oh, yeah. I should say drive-in, not drive-in. I made it sound like he was at a drive-in movie theater. Or, you know what I mean. Shut up, Eric. All right. Thank you, Chris. As always, if you ever have a story you want to send me, make it known. Reach out on whatever platform and send it to me. You can also email it, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Tomorrow, I will be out in the field helping my friends at Kuiper Tree Care run trees through wood chippers. This might be it for me. Did you ever hear the story about the guy whose legs got stuck in the wood chipper? True story. I hope that doesn't happen. Anyway, Kuiper Tree Care. If you want to get rid of unwanted trees, have the stump ground. If you want to have the storm damage cleaned up, if you want the trees trimmed, or if you just need tree risk assessment by one of their three certified arborists. Kuiper Tree Care, Kuiper, treecare.com, 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. When it comes to healthcare, Frank Fuss can help you every step of the way. He just helped out Brian Vander Ark from the Verve Pipe. I found that out yesterday. If you need insurance through the Affordable Care Act, there's a lot of questions you probably have about how this is going to work. If you already are a insurance, get your insurance through the Affordable Care Act. I don't recommend you just letting it carry over from last year. You have till December 15th to review your policy. Have Frank do it for you. Just go to appointmentwithfrank.com and fill out the form. Now, Frank can help you. If his schedule's packed and he can't get you in, click on Isaac. He's brilliant too, just younger. Appointmentwithfrank.com is where you need to go. Bob says, don't forget your assless chainsaw chaps. And Bob, that was Bread Bull Brain Chris and Bob who said that. And then Bob says, don't forget your safety Crocs. That is the time that I have for you folks. I am fresh out of content. I will regroup and bring more to you on the Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Before we go, though, I have the asshole of the day. Do you have any nominations? Yesterday, it was former women's soccer chief of Spain, Luis Rubiales. Becca Shea says Trump. No, I'm not going to make it Trump. It is, however, Target. Great suggestion there. Trump is not the asshole of the day. Target is the asshole of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you're a fantastic crew. I appreciate you all so much. I will talk to you on the Patreon bonus pod. Patreon bonus podcast. Thank you and good day.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.